Welcome to the Metaphysical Manifesting Podcast with intuitive light worker, national speaker, metaphysical teacher, and best-selling author, Lisa Kessler. What is it you want to manifest? Are you looking to increase your income, change careers? Maybe you want to manifest a new home or a new car. Are you ready to bring love into your life? You have come to the right place.
Hello, everyone. I'm so glad you're here today. I want to talk about making room for miracles. So what exactly do I mean? Well, when you're manifesting, you start usually with a dream or a goal that you would like to reach. However, when you are metaphysical manifesting, when you are co-creating with the universe, when you are working the law of attraction, there has to come a point where you release the outcome to the universe. What does that mean? Basically, it's that you decide what you want and why you want it. But the universe is going to decide how it shows up and when. And it's your job to keep the energy going in that direction. You keep taking baby steps, right? But we're not going to micromanage the ending. So what I'm talking about is that, let's use publishing as an example because I write books. So maybe you have this book idea that you really want to see published. You might want to micromanage. You might want to decide which publisher you want and who's your dream editor and who's your dream agent. And then you go after each one of those steps because those are what you have, you know, micromanaged to exist. And you've kind of forgotten that the big dream was getting that book published so that other people can read it. So here's my example for you. Maybe you are set. It has to be this publisher, this agent, this editor. And what you don't know is that if you had released that, left it open for the universe, you could have probably gotten more money, maybe even a better publisher. And you've never worked with that editor before. Maybe you guys wouldn't be a good fit, right? So the better way to come at it to make room for a miracle is to put it out to the universe that you would like this book to find the right home for your highest good, and then release it. And what do I mean by that? I don't mean that then you just sit down and go, well, I'm going to wait for that money to come rolling in. No. I'm saying you are going to release the outcome. You have told the universe you would like this book published and you would like it to land in the place where it's for your highest good. Well, then what you do is you keep taking tiny steps. Maybe you start querying agents. Maybe you start querying editors. Maybe you start researching publishers just to get an idea of what they publish and who they publish. But that energy that you are expending is sending out, you know, giant tidal waves to the universe of your desire of what you want. And then when you don't have it pigeonholed of what it needs to be, the universe is already working in your favor for your highest good. The reason we don't put a time deadline on it is because maybe for the universe to get all of these dominoes all set up just right, it becomes really important that, you know, this certain editor leaves and goes to this other publisher. Well, if you're pushing, and you have set an expectation that this book needs to come out next year, you have shrunk down your chance of a miracle. Because what if you had waited and the universe delivered this editor who just went to a new house, who has a bigger budget, who would have given you a bigger advance and you would have gotten a bigger print run, right? The list goes on and on and on. And this goes for more than just book publishing. It goes for anything. Let's say you decide that you want to sell your house and you pick out what area you would like to move to. And then let's say that you decide that you need to sell your house by this particular date. You need this other house on this street, no matter what. And again, you can see where that's going. And basically, what if the universe had knew that what you wanted was to sell your house and move, and maybe even knew the area where you wanted to live, but that house that you had your heart set on, what if it had, you know, a cracked foundation or something? And yet, if you had waited just 6 months, this other better house came on the market for even less money. Do you see how that happens? Think about all the times in your life where you have released the outcome, where you have decided, I would like this or better, universe. And then maybe opportunities pass you by that seem like disappointments when it happened. But when you look back, you're like, oh, thank goodness I didn't get that house. What? I wouldn't have this perfect one that we got for even less money, or maybe the interest rates were lower. So when you can look back, it's easier to see where those little miracles were. But now take that insight from looking back and aim it forward toward what you're working toward now, and see if there is a way that you can release expectations and outcomes and allow for your highest good. And I know it's hard. It's a big order. That's what I work with most of my clients. It's that kind of thing. It's remembering to release it to the universe, to keep your vibration up in the positive. You can't wait to see what the universe is bringing your way, because it is a marathon and it takes a while. So don't be afraid to reach out and find someone who can support you through it, because I promise you that those miracles are worth waiting for. They are worth being open, even though it can make you nervous, right? So I hope that you have the opportunity to plan a dream and then let it go and see what happens. That's where the magic is. And if you need extra help, I would love to work with you. There is a link in the show notes to set up a Zoom for a Q&A, and we'll just talk about what it is that you would like to manifest, what you would like in your life to change, and let's see if we can get that prosperity going for you. In fact, I know we can. So click that link, and I would love to hear from you. And thanks so much for listening. You deserve the best.
Thanks for listening to the Metaphysical Manifesting Podcast with Lisa Kessler. If you have questions or comments, or if you'd like to work with Lisa to manifest your dreams, you can connect with her through her website at metaphysicalmanifesting.net. That's also where you can claim your free weekly tarot reading and manifesting tips. Make sure you subscribe or follow the Metaphysical Manifesting Podcast on your favorite podcasting site so you never miss another episode. As Lisa likes to say, we can make magic when we bring the universe into the equation. Remember, you don't have to do it alone. If you'd like more information about Lisa, Metaphysical Manifestation Mentorship, or the Manifesting Magic Mastermind, visit her website at metaphysicalmanifesting.net.